I would have voted for SB 21. And let me put it this way. The things that people don't understand about ACEs,
the
current regime of oil taxes is that we put out hundreds of millions of dollars a year in tax credits, actually writing checks to sometimes the companies that have made investments that aren't beginning new production. They might have done exploration. They might have made a capital request, a capital expenditure to fix a runway or something along those lines. And, you know, people said, let's have a tax. If we're going to reduce taxes, let's make sure we get a commitment to produce. The biggest thing we did in SB 21 is pull back the credits that were paid out without production. And we changed the timing of the credits so that you get production, then you get the credit. So that's one major change that people said they were asking for, and they don't give SB 21 credit for it, but they do. The second thing that was the problem with the old tax bill is that it just made us fundamentally non-competitive around the world in attracting investment. And I spend a lot of time working Arctic issues for the state. And we are up against Russia. We're up against Canada. We're up against Iceland. We're up against Greenland. We're up against Norway with all the same companies to have them come here and invest in the Arctic. And we don't stand very well with the current tax structure. So, there are some people who call it a giveaway. I think what we were doing before was a giveaway without getting anything for it. And this is something where now we've got it structured to be competitive. And when we are doing tax credits that refund money to oil companies, it's going to be for something we got.
Even at least one supporter of Prime Minister Wren has called it a crapshoot, excuse the language, in terms of whether or not the oil companies, this would actually prompt more development by oil companies. And critics will often say there's no guarantee here. And so the idea that you're, as they would put it, you're giving away billions of dollars with the hope that the oil companies will come in and do more development. What's your thought on that?
Well, let me say first, I come from the fundamental philosophical position that private money is private money and it's not the government's money. If it's or the government's money, we could make your tax rate 100%. All right. If we made your tax rate 100%, and we're only going to let you keep the money if we like what you do with your money, you wouldn't have very much freedom. Now, think about this. We run our economy, we certainly run our government, on about $18 billion worth of iron and steel in the ground at Prudhoe Bay that produces about 600,000 barrels a day of oil. To get to what we need to keep that pipeline flowing, to get gas going to market and so forth, we're going to have to attract probably five times that, probably about $100 billion. Now, imagine this. You are somebody who's got capital to invest. And if Alaska has a policy that says you put money in here, you can never take it out, do you think you'd bring money to invest in Alaska? I don't think you would. So, we've kind of set ourselves up if talking about this as a giveaway or not as a giveaway, we have to really begin to think about attracting investment. Now, is it a risk? There's always a risk. You set up a tax system, you hope you're going to raise your revenues by raising production. And we have to keep pushing very hard to do that. I could go project by project with you up at Prudhoe Bay, whether it's the heavy oil, the viscous oil, getting the NPRA fields that have had discoveries into production, getting the OCS fields, the Outer Continental Shelf fields, exploration moving. Right now, we have done what I believe we need to do to have a good investment climate as far as the finances are concerned. Now our challenge is making sure we have a good investment climate as far as access is concerned. But if we made a mistake, legislature always can change it.
As you know, there's an effort to do that right now by the opponents of the bill, putting forward a referendum and you certified very
well. I certified it. I put it on the assuming they get the signatures, I will put it on the ballot.
Obviously, you support the bill, so I'm assuming you don't want to see it repealed. Yet, as Lieutenant Governor, the process that you certify a legal referendum. What are your thoughts about the referendum going forward in terms of just the merit of it, I guess?
Well, I guess my thoughts of it on the process are that's something that's clear in our Constitution. I love our Constitution because it gives us the right, if you've got frustration with what government's doing, it gives you several rights to petition your government to put forward a different bill and force the legislature to deal with it, something like that, or even, as in this case of the referendum, to nullify the bill. And so we have that process. I believe in democracy, and I, you know, it'll be up to the public to decide. I'm now required by law to hold hearings around the state on some of the other initiative measures that will come forward. So we've got a bill on legalization of marijuana that's making its rounds right now. We'll have to decide.
That's for the recreational use of marijuana, or is it like the Colorado law, or is
it closely? Yeah, it's similar to the Colorado and Washington law. I'll have to decide whether or not it can collect signatures and go on the ballot. One of the questions that we're working on right now is there's pretty much, you know, I would predict I will put it on the ballot for legal reasons. The real question will be what will be the cost estimate with it. And I'm not trying to cook the books one way or the other, but we're looking at Colorado and Washington very closely to see what their costs have been after legalization or what they expect them to be, because the law requires me to give that kind of estimate to the voters. And on that process, I certainly have political opinions. You have political opinions. You're a newsman and you try to report the news objectively. I'm a lieutenant governor, and I'm going to get that out there objectively for the public to decide. I want the public to decide.